everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Winnie the Pooh headlining the King's coronation, Meghan Trainor versus her husband's alleged huge dick, the orgasm heard at the orchestra, and Jacob Tremblay's Little Mermaid reveal. Subscribe anywhere you listen to the podcast and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, Fergie.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, were you just asking me about getting hit?
Asking?
Not before we hit record, what was that question you asked?
I asked, when was the last time you got hit by Fergie? And now here we are again.
I was going to tell a story about, I was on TikTok and I saw this clip that I forgot that existed about this girl on Big Brother who got hit in the face by a train.
Damn, that story ended out of nowhere.
And that train and that train's name was Fergie.
No, I thought you were gonna say the girl on Amazing Race that got hit by a watermelon.
Yes, we know her.
Are they in the same world?
I think
the same cinematic universe.
One needed a few surgeries, and the other didn't.
Who needed the surgeries? Watermelon?
Train. You get hit in the face by a train, you're gonna need a surgery.
That's not true. Somebody in my high school who sat next to me in psychology class got hit by a train, and he showed up the same day, bruised, beaten, but no surgery.
How did he get hit by a train?
His car, well, first of all, he got in a car accident, and his car got stuck on the tracks. Oof. So then the train started coming.
Chugga 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 chugga.
And he was all trying to unbutton and unbelt and unboon bamboozle, and he got out of there. So he didn't get hit by the train. The car got hit by the train.
Oh, so he got in an accident, pushed his car out on the tracks.
Yes, yes. Wow. Now you're getting it. Wow. Now you're getting it.
Wow, Okemos, Michigan, wild times, great times, great oldies.
So, have you heard about all the people who said no to performing for King Charles's coronation?
When is that? Now, when is that?
I don't know. It's like, don't they have to expedite this? He's an old fart.
Is it not?
Come, is by the time it happens, they're gonna have to be planning the next coronation.
It's happening this Saturday.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Is Katy Perry performing? I thought I saw she was.
All I've seen of who's said yes, okay, is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, what's he doing? Oh. He's performing?
I don't know. Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Oh, the dogs are barking downstairs. Can you hear them?
Sure,
they got all worked up about
Winnie
Tom
the Pooh.
Cruise. Winnie the Pooh and Nicole Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger, the pussycat.
It's a star-studded coronation. Okay, first of all, how are you about to get three Americans for the coronation? How are you about to get the least relevant bear when you have Paddington right there? Wasn't the queen like friends with Paddington? How far do you have to fall to lose Paddington? I'm not joking. How do you have Winnie?
I'm reading an article that says Katy Perry is hellbent on clean eating before King Charles' coronation.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be there. And Lionel Richie is gonna be there.
What they do? Book the entire American Idol cast.
It's giving ABC, because you know what? ABC owns American Idol, owns Disney. There's Winnie the Pooh. Is Disney Winnie the Pooh? Probably. Tom Cruise is there. Top Gun, you know.
What do you think Katie's going to perform? Bon Appetit?
Firework?
Never really over.
Ooh, like the monarchy isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small sure. talk?
Pearl. I think Pearl.
She's singing Daisies. Oh, Resilient.
I think, what was
Harley's in Hawaii. Harley's in Hawaii.
No. No, I don't think the sun sets on Hawaii for the you know, the colonizers.
Okay, well, okay.
What was the first lyric Katy Perry ever sang in a lead song debut single with the name Katy Perry?
I kissed a girl.
What was the line? I hope your H&M scarf.
No, there's nothing about H&M scarf and I kissed a girl.
I hope your H&M scarf, you get hung.
Were we?
It was like.
This was never the way I planned.
No.
My intention.
No. You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
That wasn't her first single.
With her stage name, Katy Perry.
I hope you hang yourself with your H&M scarf. Me to you when we were in college.
You know.
While jerking off listening to Mozart. Hey, I've got a segue for this.
Speaking of which, hey, so do I.
You peeped my cheat sheet.
Oh my God. Well, did you hear?
Tyler, did you hear that LA Philharmonic?
Yes, I did hear.
Tchaikovsky show?
Sound it out.
It's Tchaikovsky. Oh my God,
he's back in town?
You don't know how to pronounce Tchaikovsky?
You can take the chai out
you
of
you thought it was
Tchaikovsky.
Pronounced Chotsky.
Violet Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
Violet Tchaikovsky's big LA Phil. Who is LA Phil? He's giving Ponsatomic Phil. You know who I'm talking about?
You know that video of Lady Gaga saying, I don't think Katy Perry kissed a girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about it?
Anyway, back to Tchaikovsky.
I don't think Katy Perry ever told a guy to hang himself with a scarf.
No, she doesn't write her songs.
Oh, so now we're claiming that.
It's just funny. I saw some TikTok of someone dragging Katy Perry for the plastic bag lyric, and I'm like, it's 2023. Bonnie McKee wrote that. Sure, she sang it.
Grow up. We all know.
If you're going to try to drag, at least get your facts straight.
Speak on that.
Anyway.
Okay, so what was LA Phil performing at the Tchaikovsky's Fifth?
Okay. Why do you think there's someone called LA Phil? That's not it. That's a location.
I was just joking. I was joshing for the pod.
That's a location.
Okay, so
were you just joshing for the pod?
I was joshing for the pod. Okay, so they were strumming their little fiddles and they were giving that hoo diddle diddle on the little chime, and then somebody was all doing what? Screaming in the audience, I'll have what she's having. Or what? Because I've done some investigative journalism about this, and some people are claiming that this is false. Some people are claiming that they were there, they witnessed it. So I don't know what's the truth.
I saw on Twitter.
Go on.
People saying that it happened. The only thing that I saw that was disputed was them saying that the symphony stopped when she had her orgasm.
Well, apparently somebody was fingering her.
No, well, they've got remotes nowadays.
Yeah, well, he did it analog.
You think he was fingering her hands down, hands up?
The boots, hands down and hands up. He was clapping in there. He was snap, crackle, popping. He was double clicking.
Well, you remember that one time when we were at a sound bath?
Nope. Yes.
And I had an experience.
Okay.
So I believe that this could have happened to the woman without touching.
Oh my God. Are you going to extrapolate?
I was at a sound bath. I was feeling my oats.
Your hands were in a bowl of oats.
My hands were in a bowl of oats. They were my oats, which is why I was feeling not your. Get your hands out of my oats.
Okay.
Yeah, and the beautiful sounds gave me what was like a full body sort of orgasm moment, although there was no
no cleanup.
Physical evidence of
no cleanup on aisle five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On aisle five.
Yeah, sure. It was
all right.
It was more of a so yeah, I get it. Sounds are like great.
Well, you know what? All of existence started with a sound.
A big bang.
Oh my God, yes. And it was banging.
Was the big bang the first sound?
Yes.
Do you think the big bang was very, I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all aren't going to sleep
because of me. The Big Bang was the first sound of our universe, of our time, of this universe. But don't you think there were universes before it? I think everything collapses and Big Bangs again. It's like a whole re-roll.
Well,
I don't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not getting no sleep because of me.
That's very Big Bang energy.
It is. It is. When the universe did the Big Bang, that was wild.
Yeah.
It was so random.
You think there was a little bang?
All the time. I'm giving little bang left and right.
My hair is giving little bang.
Just left, though.
My hair is giving little bang.
Okay. Hey, thoughts on like a pube design where it's short, 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 but like, you know, the guy at my CCD class who was buzzed hair except for his bangs.
That's a Princeton.
Okay, so long bangs right up on top.
On top of what?
On top of shaft.
Like, right above the dick or like at the top of like the pubic bone?
At the, right above the dick. So everything above the bangs is buzzed, but then right where the dick's shaft starts, right above that is where the bangs
are, and
you grow that out.
I think more men
you grow it out and you could braid it.
I think more men, more people, more whatever should experiment with pubic styles.
Baby, what do you think I've been saying? What do you think?
Do you have anything else to say about Chekhov, Skeet? Have you ever been to the LA Phil?
Yeah, he saw his shadow.
Okay, what'd you call him?
Potofsky
Phil.
Did you see, speaking of orgasmic sounds?
Mm. Oh, I had a better transition. Go ahead.
What? No. What?
I'll come back around. Don't you worry.
Okay. Okay.
Go lead.
Okay. Okay. Well, you should have heard the orgasmic sound that I let out of my mouth when I read this headline.
Okay.
I haven't decided which one.
Well, then let me step in here and say.
Oh, here we go. Meghan Trainor.
Speaking of big bangs, Meghan Trainor out
ooh,
here
yeah,
trying
you got
to
it, you
say
got
that
it.
Her husband has a big dick.
Okay, and on the heels of our last week's episode where we really dove deep into Big Dick is out.
Well, I think we were talking about Pete Davidson saying, actually, it's pretty perfectly sized and not too hot, not too cold.
Goldilocks. Well, Meghan Trainor has caused chatter online.
Her whole brand is just TMI. She has taken
is her whole brand.
She has taken her brand is TMI. I did just rewatch. I'm rewatching season 9 of Drag Race, so I did just see her as a guest judge in a onesie. Anyway, Meghan Trainor said that her sex with her husband is painful because he's a big boy, and that sometimes she can't walk after sex. It's to the point where I'm like, is it all in? And he's like, just a tip. And I'm like, oh, I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Did you see a picture of her husband?
Yes, he's from Spy Kids.
Oh my God, that is the kid from Spy Kids?
Keep up. Keep up.
Meghan Trainor's husband is the guy from Spy Kids.
Yeah, and you know that gif of him zooming in with the glasses, and it's like frame after frame after frame of lens after lens after lens to zoom in on something. You know what I'm talking about?
I guess. I don't think I've watched the Spy Kids.
I've never seen Spy Kids.
Okay. So continue. What were you saying about this meme I've never seen?
Well, it was only going to work if you've seen the meme. Never mind. Anyway, so I guess my biggest response to this, my only response to this, is we should know less about each other.
Me and Meghan Trainor.
The world in the world. Everyone should know less about everyone, I find. Not everything needs to be...
Ouch, I got a tiny vagina.
oh my God, Jesus. You know what? If they are genuinely looking for... She says, I don't know how to fix that. If they are genuinely looking for tips, if you are experiencing discomfort because of the size of your partner and the inverse size of yourself... There should be some. I think maybe what we're missing is foreplay. get it going. Warm it up. Have you ever started the car and let it sit for a minute before you start driving?
Big just, winter energy.
Right. You need to kind of. I guess maybe. I don't know. That is maybe kind of a thing. Get it going, rev the engine a little, you know, before you heel to the metal. Before you put your piggies to the floor. What do they say when they're driving? People.
Hit it, Fergie.
No, they don't.
Put the pedal before to you the hit metal. It, Fergie.
Yes, before you're putting the pedal to the metal, you need to
have you ever?
Rev.
Have you ever put the pedal to the metal?
No.
How you fast think I, is the you know, fastest you think you've driven a car?
74.
Well, you did get two tickets in one day.
A sensible 74. Speaking of a sensible 74...
Here, let me,
speaking
let
of the
me
fastest,
see if, let me see if I need to help you again with
speaking
this.
Of the fastest I've ever driven. Did you see Fast and Furious 11?
It's
coming.
It's 10,
and it's going to be the final.
It's 10
film.
It's
no.
It's 10.
No, they're in production on 11, and it's going to be the last lash cover blash.
Oh, I saw on Top Chef last week they did a. Fast and the Furious 10 sponsored the episode. So it was a whole episode about it. And they were all, hey, have any of you chefs seen all 10 of the movies?
Jesus. Oh, had anyone?
Only one woman.
Okay, well, that's
she said,
ludicrous.
Vin Diesel is my favorite actor. And I said, they got to pay somebody to say that. I have seen enough Drag Race to know.
I'm in love with Jason Momoa. When I saw a preview for the new Fast 10, I thought Alexis Mateo really put Jason Momoa on the map for me. For me. Because before she rapped about him or sang about him or whatever she did, was I consuming whatever he's been in? No.
You've never seen Aquaman?
No.
I don't know if I've seen anything he's in. I must have.
All I've seen about Jason Momoa is Alexis Mateo saying,
"No, he was in Game
I'm
of
in love with Jason Momoa.
He was in Game of Thrones, no?
Oh, was he?
I think he seated up that Khaleesi puss.
We're not saying seated. Seated? Seated.
Yes.
Wait, did we ever, speaking of seating up puss, are we... Were we officially done with what we were previously talking about?
Big Meghan dicks? Trainor. Maybe.
Not to have that be the segue back, but...
I could be done. I didn't want to know it to begin with.
You brought it up!
Oh, wow.
You brought it
hey,
up.
Hey, did you see, speaking of things we don't want
hey,
to
but
talk
you know
about.
What? I know, you know what? Last week I know I said big dicks out, and as soon as I put that on the internet, all the big dicks of my life had something to say. Oh, so now it's out. I said, you know what? Exceptions for every rule. So let me just put an asterisk on our last week's episode that there are exceptions. If you're out there listening, if you have a big dick, if you are what is Meghan Trainor's husband's name?
Daryl.
If you are a spy adult, Daryl. It's not Daryl. Is it Daryl? Daryl, if you're out there listening, it's chill. Big dicks are not completely out. It's all about learning what to do with your big dick. And this is just case in point.
I can't believe you went back to this. I was all ready to say, speaking of kids' movies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Take me there.
Did you see
Little Mermaid?
Jacob Tremblay as the bumbling.
Yes!
As the bumbling.
The amount of,
the
amount
bumbling
of cycle babies. The amount of cycle babies that tagged the both of us in the Jacob Tremblay poster of the flounder reveal. As if we were going to have to hop on the pod for an emergency episode.
I think we should have.
Well, you know we're both.
Both what?
We're going to say the word in 3, 2, 1.
Cute?
Lazy. Oh. Did you say cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
you
yeah.
see that tweet we'll I posted? I mean, it wasn't my tweet. I reposted someone else's.
What? It's going to be May?
It said, in the original Little Mermaid, Flounder was Meteor. If you saw him on someone's plate at a restaurant, you'd go, I'll have that. This new one does not look appetizing and could not satisfy me. Tea. The original Flounder was thick.
I'm not eating fish.
You're not a pescatarian.
No, but I think I would have some sushi. I would. There's not a moment of my life where I'm ordering a fish, though. Salmon, cod, this, that, the other.
You've heard.
All those types of fish. There's never a moment where I am never even browsing the main courses section of a menu.
What are you getting?
Find me in sandwiches and wraps, okay?
Do you ever go to dinner? What, are you getting a burger at dinner every time?
Find me in the burger section of sandwiches and wraps. I'm not here to order a fish.
You don't want a nice piece of grilled salmon with like mashed potatoes and broccolini, sauce.
Nope. What's your soup of the day, though?
I actually have to make a chicken soup today, so.
Make a chicken soup?
Yes.
From scratch?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I just don't know what to have.
I saw some pretty traumatizing news.
Is it about soup?
No. You know about the chicken and the egg?
Yeah.
Well, eggs were existing way before chickens ever even came on the map.
Okay.
Eggs were around like with reptiles and stuff before birds.
And
so that ends the riddle.
I think those are specific to the chicken egg.
Well, if they wanted to know about which came first, chicken or the egg, chicken or the chicken egg, they should have said chicken or the chicken egg. But they said chicken or the egg. Okay, so?
You think humans came first or chickens?
Chickens, next.
Wow, okay. All right. So do you have anything else to say about Jacob Tremblay as the bumbling flounder?
I think he's gonna kill it. I think he's gonna be serving fish, mama. I think he's gonna really give it to us. I think it's gonna be ha 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 hilarious. I'm excited for the movie.
Did you get tickets?
You have to get tickets?
Yeah, most movies you do. Unless you're on a plane like 6 months after it comes out.
I thought I was seeing Mafia Mama, okay, this weekend.
And you saw something else on accident?
Yes.
Did you walk into the wrong theater?
No. Hudson bought the tickets. He just got tickets to something else that we had been planning on seeing. I was under the impression we were seeing Mafia Mama. We had took our edibles. We were ready to go. I was like, these previews are interesting.
What did you see?
It's a movie called Polite Society.
Okay.
I would highly recommend it. It was great.
Okay, but it didn't feature the mafia or the mama.
It was not. There was no mafia. There was no mama. There was a mama. And she had her own kind of mafia, but there was no, yeah. So it's still on my to-do list to see Mafia Mama. Okay, so you got tickets for Little Mermaid?
No, I didn't.
Word. Okay.
I guess I will.
I saw an IMAX movie recently.
I guess I could.
I saw Mario in IMAX, and the way my neck hurt afterward, I was looking all around the whole time. That movie screen is huge.
Huge?
Huge. Yes, huge. Are you going to see that one movie that... Okay, first of all, do you know Glenn Powell in Gigi Paris?
I don't know either of those humans.
Good, 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 because neither do I. So they've recently broken up because he's in a movie with Sweeney or something. Or
Sydney Sweeney?
Denise Sweeney? Sydney?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. And they're being all like, I guess, maybe, actually. I don't know, actually, any of what's... I think, yes, he's in a movie with Sydney Sweeney, and it's one of those... Oh, are they or are they not fucking these co-stars who have this incredible chemistry? But to me, it's giving like, oh, they realized a headline is the only way this movie is going to be even known about. So they need to orchestrate their two leading actors having some type of chemistry, and then the guy actor and his girlfriend breaking up because of it and blah, blah, blah. I'm not buying any of it. Hollywood, try again. I'm not only am I not knowing the name of your movie, but I am not knowing the name of your stars because of it. You can't fool me. Glenn Powell. So yeah, I will not be buying a ticket in advance for that, whatever he's in. You're not gonna get me on that.
Are you gonna see the new Rihanna as Smurfette movie?
Hold on. You're telling me she found another other thing to do?
Rihanna as Smurfette in the new movie Smurfette. The bumbling Smurfette.
No. Are you for real?
Yes. All we want is an album, and all we're getting is Smurfette. Rihanna as Smurfette in the new Smurfs musical movie starring Rihanna as Smurfette. Her next big screen role.
You know what? Britney did do a Smurfs song.
I'm aware.
So it's part of the lineage of pop stars to participate in something like that.
Rihanna said, I tried to get the role of Papa Smurf, but it didn't work out.
No, she didn't.
Yes. Well, she said it as a joke.
Oh. Okay. No, I'm not going to see it. Nope. Though I did see...
she's going to have a new song in it. What was the Britney Smurfette song?
One, two, three.
No, it wasn't. It was similar to that.
It was that kind of vibe. I don't know.
It was called Ooh La La from Smurfs 2.
Ooh La La. Yeah, and her kids were in the music video. I did go see Romeo and Juliet because... Gaga had a song on the soundtrack. So that does work. If I were in the Rihanna Navy, maybe I'd buy a ticket. But no. Nope.
So yeah.
So yeah, what?
Oh, I just noticed everything on my list has been discussed. list.
Well, we haven't talked about Hugh Grant starring as an Oompa Loompa in Wonka. I don't even know what's real anymore. Like, because everybody is allowed to buy verification, I'm like, is that real? Who knows? It's not from a verified account. Film updates. Is the L an I? I don't know.
They're making another Wonka movie is what I just heard.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, okay.
As the bumbling Wonka. Will he or Wonkia?
You mean Timothy?
Watch and find out.
Timothy Chalamet, who looks like the main one from Bug's Life?
No, he doesn't. Did you see the picture of Shawn Mendes walking around with his smoothie squad?
Why was one of them barefoot?
Well, that barefoot one just released an album.
I saw
Pop Crave or something like that saying whatever his name is, which I don't know, which is fine, has just released an album. You may know him as the barefoot friend of Shawn Mendes in his smoothie squad. And I thought, this is not what needs to be happening.
How come I never got to be photographed in your smoothie squad?
You never got foot loose. You never took out the big piggies. You never let the nails dry.
Which is shocking, considering my Wiki Feet rating is higher than yours.
Oh, speaking of which, I have recently done. I'm in my Bianca Del Rio era, and I am in my foot repair.
Not Del Rio.
Bianca Del Rio era. And I am repairing. I have I have a callus that's needing attention. Well, I saw this thing at CVS that you can just put on it for 2 days and it's got acid inside. So who knows what's going to go down, but I'll report back next week about.
Is it on your foot right now?
Yes.
I told you I once bought these like feet masks from.
I know you told me, but you never sent me the link after I repeatedly asked you for it.
If you would have repeatedly asked for it, you would have gotten it.
I've repeatedly asked for it. So now we have it on the record.
I've already
send me a link.
Given you one link today. I guess I'll give you another.
Okay, Zelda. Okay.
Hey, anything else you want to talk about?
Hey, are you getting the drag queen merch from Target? I saw the Kennedy Davenport one, and I thought you should get that.
I like that, and I like what is that style of shirt called? I saw they had that
T.
I saw they had similar shirts for Housewives in that same like layout mock-up for BravoCon.
What are you asking about it?
Like it's got like three pictures of the person, and then it has their name. It feels very like vintage.
Vintage. It's
what
it's
would you call
like
that?
It's like a concert T-shirt you buy from somebody selling a stack of them after the concert.
I mean, they're
like in the parking lot.
There must be a Canva Pro template because I've just seen it on every Etsy account lately.
I kind of want the Kennedy Davenport one. It's cute.
I scrolled through it, and I thought that one was the cutest. I thought there were some other ones that could be cuter.
There's a Jimbo one, a Cornbread one, Bible Girl one, Jan, Kennedy. I thought there
Ginger
were other
Minge.
Ones, but maybe not. It only shows five, so maybe they're like selling out. But they're like for the Target Pride collection, it's a collaboration with Drag Queen Merch, which is Bible Girl's... like merch company. I love that. I love it. Love.
Good for Target.
Okay. I did have some other things, but nothing too pressing.
All right then.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me muting the term Meghan Trainor on every social media outlet possible.
Now, don't do that. Don't actually, that's fine if you do that because the things that I need you to listen to will trickle your way from me.
Yeah, true.
I'll get you the goods.
I have enough Meghan Trainor.
Congratulations on the Jessie Ware album.
Thank you. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Thank you.
I like it.
But I guess what? I didn't get tickets to the San Francisco show, which big mistake.
Huge.
Yeah. I forgot to look 2 days in a row, and then they both sold out. So,
well, we recently saw her.
I know, that's why I'm hanging my hat on that positive note.
Okay.
Where can people find you growing out your pube bangs?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's my Big Bang Theory. Yes, and
cleaning the paper mache bowl in the background behind you.
No, I'm never. It's art now. It's its own. The paper mache created its own art form. Yeah. Okay. All right. You can catch me in the audience of the LA Phil, honey.
Fill in your oats.
Keep your ears open. You'll hear me.
You didn't like that.
Yeah. No.
Fill in your oats.
Fill in my oaks.
All right. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.